We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. My guy Hayden Fry running it at LTN every day on the show. He had his 21st birthday the other day, and I told him he needs to get a J-Mo and Ginger. He said, what's the drink I should have, my first legal drink? I said, J-Mo and Ginger, son. Let's get that done, kid. Anyway, I wanted to talk about Ben Simmons. He made his debut this week after a year and a half away from the game completely. And the nightmare in Philadelphia, he had mental health issues. Then he had back issues. He played, finally, with the Nets. No sleep till Brooklyn, kid. And he said he felt amazing. He had 6 points, 5 dimes, 4 boards in almost 20 minutes. They lost to the Sixers. Who cares? Simmons said, I'm grateful just to be able to step on that floor. Step on an NBA floor again. I had a lot of fun out there. He was getting up and down well after 470 days between games. The last time he played in an NBA game was June of 21 when the Sixers lost in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Semis to the Atlanta Hawks. He said, that's the one thing. I thought I was going to be nervous, but I wasn't nervous. I was excited. The coaches were stoked with what they saw when he was playing with the Cream Puff Reaper, KD, and Kyrie Flat Earth Irving. He said, Irving anyway, I was telling him at halftime when you're playing with some high-level players, despite what you heard, we're going to make the game easy for you, and he's going to love playing with us. He's going to love getting up and down the floor with us. But for him to be out there for his first day and for us to experience it with him, it's something that we can remember for the rest of the season as something that we got through. It's a day one, highly anticipated thing. Glad it went his way. Simmons said playing against the Sixers was normal. No big deal. Of course, they didn't have JoJo or Harden or even PJ Tucker playing. Steve Nash thought that the experience was going to be good for Simmons. Nash said, I was pleased overall. I think it's also new. We've got to go through this. Guys need like timing together. Ben's playing with a totally different unit than he has in the past, a different style. It's going to be ugly sometimes, but I thought as the half wore on, you definitely started to see glimpses of the potential there. The way the ball moved, the way they were hounding the ball defensively, I thought Ben looked pretty good and grew into the game through the half. Durant thought it went well. I mean, you think about being in the league for over a decade. He knows it takes time for players to understand other players' games, that, you know, their handle's different, this and that with different players. But he's confident that Sithem is going to find his rhythm and gel with the Nets. He said, being away for a year, you get a lot of anxiety not playing. I know I did, Durant said, just anxious to see how I'm playing, where I'm going to play. That's, you know, what my role in the team is. But as a fan of the game, Kawhi being back is great for hoops. Jamal being back is great for hoops. All the guys that have been out, injured, and being able to play again, it's a great feeling seeing them out there. Simmons added, it was fun messing up because I know how good we can be. And seeing different looks and opportunities there with Kevin and Kai and Joe, seeing where they want the ball and how things are going to work and flow. But the only way to learn is to make mistakes. So I had a few out there tonight. I can go back, watch film, and say I know what I did wrong and how do you fix it. So it's all a learning process for me. So it's good. I mean, honestly, this guy's a badass. I don't even care what anybody thinks. I know the whole mental health thing. I didn't buy it. I don't get all wrapped up in that. He was depressed, whatever. So be it. Everybody's depressed one way or another. And the reality is he had a bad back. And I'm not even sure if he had a bad back. I think he just wanted out of Philly. So he just threw the back into the, you know, cookie mix. And that helped out a little bit, right? You know, to get him out of there. He finally got out of there and he wasn't ready to go, wasn't ready to play when he came to the Nets. He finally, sat out the rest of the season with him and didn't do anything, and now he's healthy. Now he's playing. Now he's in games, and he's going to get good, and that's just all there is to it. He'll get better. He's going to play in a flow with all the studs that they have on this team. Let's face it, that's a loaded, stacked lineup. And you get Seth Curry going, Harris going, Claxton going, Patty Mills going, the Aussie. I mean, they're no joke. They got guys that can ball flat out. And I'm telling you, this guy plays sickening defense. I mean, he's top five defensive player in the league. I mean, that's just all there is to it. And I've always said on Coast to Coast, you get this guy going north-south with a full head of steam, 6'10", 250, whatever the hell he is. I mean, this guy is no joke. I don't want this guy pulling up from three. I don't want this guy having to take mid-range shots when he's nervous to shoot outside or mid-range or even at the line. I need him to go north-south, dunk, shoot, finger rolls, kisses off the glass, layups at the rim, at the no one can stop him. I mean, he's almost 7 foot. Can you imagine the size of this guy as a guard? What he can do, his length and his defensive skill and prowess is sickening. He stops guys left and right. The days of them not having a perimeter defender, which they never had. I mean, it's not like Kyrie's out there stopping anybody up at the perimeter. And Harden got fat and slow when he was in Brooklyn. This guy, Simmons, is going to crank it up defensively at the perimeter. Teams are going to have a massive problem outside getting inside or even getting the rock to the low block. That's just all there is to it. And he's going to get steals and easy, free dunks going the other way. He's going to go up and down the floor and throw lob dunks to Durant, Claxton, and whoever the hell else he wants. And he knows how to find the open shooter in Kyrie and Harris. And he knows how to go up and down and throw it down, too. Like, when that guy gets going with a full steamer, believe me, he's going to come in and tomahawk your ass. And that's just all there is to it. I think they're a loaded, dangerous playoff, high seed. I think they're going to be extremely good and dangerous. I think they're going to win a lot of games. And I don't know about this Irving and all of his drama and all of his vaccinations, but those days are over. I don't think he's going to be stopped from playing anywhere. If they can keep that freak from going on his one-month vacations twice a year and get him to play, 50 games, because he's going to miss at least 30. He never plays 60, 70 games. If he played 29 games, bro. You get that guy in there 50, 55 games, that's way better than 29. And then you got something going there. If you can keep Durant relatively healthy and get him in 60 games, and then you get Simmons in 65 games and Harris in 65 to 70 games, and Claxton's so young he can play 70 games, then you got something dangerous there in Brooklyn. Believe me, you. And I know everybody thinks the Knicks are going to be this and that because they got Brunson and whatever. Does he really put them over the top? The one player they got in Brunson's going to put them over the top? They're not better than the Nets. They're not more talented than the Nets. And I still think the ball is going to be decent in New York this winter. I know they're going to be winning in Brooklyn. I don't think they're going to be some 500 team. I think they're going to be 10, 15 games over 500. That's what I think. Now, what about Kawhi? He came back, too. I mean, the guy was in the game 15 seconds after 476 days from his last game in like 15-plus months. You haven't seen the guy. He goes on the court and comes down, knocks down his first shot, a three. He had 11 points, four boards, in a win over the Blazers up in Seattle. Leonard said it was great. Remember, he tore his right ACL in Game 4 of the Clippers' second-round playoff series against the Jazz back in June of 21. And he said, quote, just being able to put all that hard work that I did throughout the 14, 16 months, just to be able to put it to a test and play against NBA talent, it was good. Just being out there with the guys and talking, I missed it. It was great. It was a wonderful experience for me. He only played 16 minutes, all in the first half. Ty Lue opted to only play his starters for one half in that game. John Wall made his debut as well. How about that scene in Seattle? They had everybody out there. Lenny Wilkins, Sean Kemp, Gary Payton, Detlef, Shrimp Scampi, Jamal Crawford, Sam Perkins. They were all there. People were screaming Sonics. But to have Leonard out there, who had a couple of dimes, a pair of steals, back on the floor, they've waited a year for him. It was huge. He said it was funny because Paul George asked me if I had the bubbles before the game, like, you know, in my stomach. I'm like, nah, there might be a little chicken wing in there floating around, but I felt the same way as if I approached any other game. Leonard said he worked out a lot, lifted a lot in those 13-plus months in the gym. Getting stronger. The body feels good, Leonard said. Obviously, I'm not going to be playing 35 minutes, 38 minutes or something like that, so it's going to be shaky early. But like I said, it's a journey, a process. That's what I'm about. Wall didn't get a lot of flash and a lot of burn, but the bottom line is we all know what he can do. Wall was finding Covington for open threes. He attacked the basket. He found their center, Moses Brown, for a dunk. He hit a three-pointer late in the first half for his only basket. We all know that he's going to light it up whenever he wants. Wall said, I was trying to run the sets and get used to being in the moment with certain guys, but just trying to push the pace, keep the pace in the game. It'll all come to me. It's all easy. Like, I know I still got the stuff I need, but now I think for us, it's just trying to figure out different lineups and combinations. Ty Lue said, just seeing Kawhi out there on the floor makes a big difference for our team. I can't believe it. NBA basketball opening night is October 18th. That's right around the corner doing push-ups. Do you know that everybody's doing it, baby? They just won't admit it.